Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our two-part study in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, titled Trinitarian Oneness. We include a little humor, a short Q&A, and a special song from Sister Martha at the end of our study. This is part 2 of 2.
So there's your warning. Don't buy the lies, amen? Maybe we should stop and sing happy birthday again. You know what?
Happy birthday to
you. I was joking. The Trinitarian layout of our Bible is not man-made and is no accident.
Amen.
I'm coming right back from my big rabbit trail to come back and tell you that's the point. You're going to hear all this nonsense about originals and about the manuscripts and about the chapter and verses and all that stuff. This layout of your Bible is not an accident.
Amen.
God's fingerprints are all over your King James Bible.
Amen.
It's God's book.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not a man-made book. It's God's book.
Hallelujah.
He says in verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. The same spirit saved us all. If you're saved here this morning, you were saved by the very same Spirit that saved me and saved everybody else in this room.
Amen.
Same Spirit. And that put us into the same body of Christ.
Amen.
That's the point. The unity that he's talking about here isn't joining some group, isn't attending some event, isn't calling yourself by some name, isn't wearing a certain bracelet or whatever. It is a spiritual unity that belongs to us as born-again, saved members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And we share the same hope.
Amen.
Now, a lot of our Christian brethren have been lied to and deceived about that hope.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't have the assurance of salvation. A lot of them don't believe in the any moment rapture. But the problem isn't the hope, the problem is in their error. Amen?
Amen?
They still have the same hope. Now, scripture with scripture, we see seven traits. Seven traits shared by those in the one body. These three verses laid out in a Trinitarian formula, three verses, Spirit, Son, and Father, and in those three is perfection.
Amen.
Amen.
The seven traits. One Lord.
Amen.
Who is this one Lord? Jesus will tell you. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus. Romans 10:9. This is part of the Romans Road, some of you learn.
Yep.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Who's the Lord?
Jesus.
One Lord, and then it says one faith. Well, what's the one faith? Well, Jude 1 begins in verse 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for what? The faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, real quick, just want to see this. That means that the common salvation is not the faith. And one of the ways of trying to get larger unity today is to pretend that the unity is based simply on being saved. And so being saved, we should just all get along no matter the error that's being preached. And that's not true. That's why our local church doesn't just say, well, anybody who claims to be saved is welcome to be here. Not if you're going to come in here preaching heresy, you're not welcome.
No, no.
You see? The unity is the faith. So if you come in bringing heresy, you're not going to be in unity on a practical level with the local body.
Amen.
So there's one Lord, one faith, and one what?
Baptism.
Now, does anybody see water in that verse?
No.
See, that's how you'll be taught that that's referring to water baptism.
Yeah.
Doesn't say water baptism.
Amen.
There's one baptism, and we could, you know, reference numerous passages, but 1 Corinthians 12:13 says, For by one Spirit are we all what?
Baptized.
Into
one body.
Wow. Isn't the context of what we're reading one body? And how you get into that one body, you are what? And there's how many baptisms? You see, because if it was one water baptism, there's a whole lot of people who are going to hell. Because for starters, one's got to be right and everybody else got to be wrong. And almost every denomination seems to have some other twist to the one baptism. You got most of the Catholic and most of the Protestant denominations sprinkle and pour, which isn't baptism.
No.
Baptism is immersion. And then among those who immerse, you got people who immerse once. Some immerse three times. And then some immerse once forward. Some immerse three times forward. I'm not making this up. And then you've got some people who they immerse backwards or forwards, but it's in the name of Jesus only. And so if you say in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it's a satanic baptism because, you know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if there's just one baptism, there's an awful big issue here. If it's water.
Yeah.
But it's not water.
Amen.
The one baptism we're talking about is the spirit baptism into the one body. And you were never spirit baptized into a local church.
Amen.
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 Amen. The body is not the local church, but all local churches are made up of individual saved people who are part of the body.
Amen.
And none of you were baptized into a local church spiritually.
Amen.
And so that's just one of the many reasons why that teaching is nonsense. It says, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one what?
Spirit.
See? It's not about water or you'd be waterlogged. You'd be drinking into one water, one spirit. So context is one body. The context we're reading and the context of spirit baptism in 1 Corinthians 12:13. So verse 6 says then, one God and Father of all. All right, who's the Father of all? What's that mean? Father of all? See, if you ignore the context, you might be a universalist here. You might start saying that God's the Father of all of us. All of who's us? What's the context? Jesus, John actually authored this verse 12 in chapter 1 of verse John, Gospel of John. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. If we're all God's children and God the Father is Father of us all, why did somebody have to become a son of God?
Right.
It's because you're not a child of God unless you're born again.
Amen.
Little baby's born, reaches a point where he knows right and wrong, or she knows right and wrong, and makes a conscious choice of rejecting God. They are a child of the devil at that point.
Amen.
And remain a child of wrath and of wickedness until they become a son of God.
Amen.
Even to them that who? What? Believe on His name. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And that goes back to the context of the book we're reading. Above all, through, and in all. All as in who? What the very first verse we studied in Ephesians, verse 1, Paul says, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to, this is who he's speaking to, when he says all, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. See that?
Amen.
He's not talking to every human being when he says that God is the Father of all. Is in all and through all. He's talking about all that he's addressing in his letter. And he's addressing the saints in Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, meaning to the larger Christian audience.
Amen.
And that's where I'm going to end it. I want you to understand this, that we have unity if we have the same Lord. if we believe the same gospel, and if we hold to the same faith. And once those things crumble, once there comes a separation on those things, the unity is not there. Even if you're holding hands, singing songs together, going to rallies together, belong to the same church or even the same denomination, there's no real unity in that.
Yeah.
Our unity is in Jesus Christ, in our faith in the gospel, in the fact that being born again, you and I have the same Spirit in us. And we have the shared faith, beginning with faith in the book we hold. And if there's unity, it starts there.
Amen.
And the purpose and the point of the unity isn't so that we can go brag about it and boast about it. The point of the unity that we have in Christ is that we can come together for the common purpose of bringing glory to the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that is a very serious matter, a very important matter, something that needs to be very much on our minds and hearts as a ministry, as a local church, and as friends in Christ.
Amen.
Our purpose should be to work together for the purpose of the glory of Jesus Christ, which
Amen.
Involves gospel ministry, but also other things in which you do these things for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Got to read this birthday card from the All Balls. Top 10 hymns for people our age. Number 10. It is well with my soul, but my back aches a lot.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Because I broke my back. Right, Charlie? I broke my back. Number 9. Nobody knows the trouble I have seeing.
Oh,
nobody knows the trouble that I... And that's the song, actually. Number 8, Amazing Grace, Considering My Age. Number 7, Just a Slower Walk with Thee. Number 6, Count Your Many Birthdays, Name Them One by One. Number 5, Go Tell It on the Mountain and Speak Up. Number 4, Give Me That Old Timer's Religion. Number 3, Blessed Insurance.
Oh, God help it if it exists.
Number 2, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, I've Forgotten Where I Parked. And the number 1 hymn for people our age is Nearer, My God, to Thee. That's legit. Amen. Yes. Just pour it on. Pour it on. I'm getting old. But almost 50. And they keep moving the age on me for the free stuff and the good stuff, too.
Right.
It used to be 50 for some things, and they moved it back. What was it? The Buckeye card was 55, I think. Now it's 60 or 65. And all kinds of things. I don't. Yeah, lie. Okay, that's a wonderful testimony in church, Stephen. Thank you. Just lie about your age. Yeah,
they don't believe it. They look at me and they're like, "What?"
Yeah.
You'll be 50 at the next election.
That's true. Let us pray. We're none of us are here for that. Every once in a while, I'm going to remind you the condition our culture's in, the lies that you're getting on your evening news. And this is hilarious, but it's sickening at the same time. But just watch this. All of you knew, you know, that Hillary is sick and her news media, it's her news media right now.
Yeah.
And they're doing everything they can to cover up everything about Hillary. They're trying to make you think she's not a crook, try to cover up the Clinton Foundation. Let me tell you something. The Clintons have been selling your government down the river to foreign interests, and the Russians now control our uranium because of Hillary Clinton, and they cover all that up. So now she's being stricken with this some kind of a disease where she's freezing up, and you know they've got videos of her trying to put her in a van and everything. And it, you know what? That would all be, you know, normal under normal circumstances, we would have a little pity. But you know, I have trouble pitying the devil. Yeah. Honestly, if she would step out of political life and stop killing my country, yeah. I would have a little pity. And, well, in response, this is just to show you that your news media is controlled. You're not getting news. Amen. When you turn on your news media, you're getting propaganda.
Yeah.
Just watch this.
She made a determination with her doctor that she would power through this. She made a decision to just power through this. We've decided to power through sometimes and just power through this. Continue to power through. Yes, she tried to power through it. She decided to power through it.
Well, you know, Brooke, she just wanted to power through. She just wanted to power through her schedule. So she wanted to just power through and keep doing it.
I appreciate all of her desire to power through.
Power through and get things done. She tried to power through it. It was Hillary Clinton's decision, essentially, to power through with a candidate who famously wants to power through these things, and she's going to try and power through.
You say, when you get a cold, just power through. Power through.
They thought she could power through. They thought she could power through. They thought that she could power through.
Wants to power through things. Yes. That too, the powering through that.
Governor Jennifer Granholm said women just power through these things, and I get it. I try to power through all my illnesses.
Hillary Clinton had a very busy day on Friday, and she powered through that day.
Powering through illness is what women do every day.
She continued powering through.
I think about mothers, powering through.
I mean, she powered through that week. I'm going to power through. That was her way.
What's your power through this? Whoop.
What was that?
She's collapsing, and they refused to even refer to it as collapsing. And it was just amazing, the propaganda. Our news media is a joke. And if there's one thing that I want to make clear about our culture in our teaching and preaching, it is that if you believe what you're getting on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, all these mainstream, and that includes the newspapers as well, if you believe that you're getting the news, you're a fool.
Amen.
I'm not misspeaking. I'm not saying something out of line. You're a fool if you believe you're getting the news from those folks. We've shown a list of all the you can break them down, and all the main media groups are owned by a handful of controlling interests. Yes, Steve?
The scary thing about this is the free media that we have, or the media that's free, is basically Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
The internet, basically.
Yeah.
Barack Obama wants to give the American internet over to...
How many of you knew that? That Barack Obama is trying to hand over control from American internet. This is a creation of the American people and government interests helped, but it was the American people, and they're wanting to hand it over to the UN, basically. So it's a United Nations group. Yeah, Joyce? Fox is just a lesser of evils when it comes to news media, because you have a very strong Roman Catholic interest. So you have to take what you hear and still, you know, be very careful. But I do recommend Fox Business, Lou Dobbs, Joe, is it Stossel is his last name? Is it Joe?
John Stossel.
Those are a couple of people that I recommend that you watch and listen to, because, yeah, Lou Dobbs used to be the darling of CNN, and then he started telling the truth and they canned him. And, you know, but... It's just like we say, Acts 17:11 is for anything you hear. You check the Word of God and see if they're telling the truth, and then you also just use good judgment when it comes to news and everything. So,
in the Lord, the Lord alone is righteousness and strength, the height and breadth and depth.
Tell me of a home where we are.
Precious blood.